It's not bad news. It's not good news. My whole desire, my whole intention in these meetings, in the Bodhi Center, in being with you and talking with you, is to impart that understanding of just that. In every way that I can, by using every method I can come up with, by saying it 10,000 different ways, that it's not good news, it's not bad news, that it's already the case, that it's wise and good to know the situation we're already in. That's what leads to the truth, knowing better, clearer, where we already are, what's actually going on. Because we have all these odd ideas that we're told and taught about what's going on. And they don't include, usually, that life is a free fall. They include all kinds of limiting ideas to feel more comfortable, to feel more secure, to not face the fact of the unknown of life, the free fallness of life, to feel like somehow we have a solid ground under our feet. Well, there is no solid ground. The earth is spinning. It's in the middle of space, which is in the middle of more space, which is in the middle of eternity and infinity. There's no feet under your ground. No ground under your feet. There's also no feet under your ground. But we're all taught to feel as if there's a solid ground under our feet. My whole job is to tell you, as best as I know how, to get you to see with your own eyes, it's not true, it's just an idea. It's something you've been sold so that you'll do whatever it is you're supposed to do. Don't make trouble. Do your job, don't make trouble. But there's no solid ground under anybody's feet. It's fine to know that. It doesn't harm you to know that. It won't make your life shaky to know that. It will make your life more solid because it's true. You'll be standing on the ground of the truth, not some fake idea that somehow being on this planet is secure. How is it secure? You're going to die, for sure. The planet itself is going to die. The whole galaxy is going to die sooner or later, how many billions of years they calculate, but they've even calculated when that's going to happen. What's secure in that? What's solid in that?
Yeah, but we do have our moments, because maybe it's your presence. But I don't know these people, but I feel totally at home in this room. Totally. I don't feel totally at home very often, but I feel totally at home.
That's the solid ground that's possible. The solid ground that's possible is not the ground under your feet. It's the feeling of at-homeness, because that's true too. Because you are at home. You are in your free fall, only falling in home. Existence is your home. This free fall is your home. This is where you find yourself. You're not free falling in some foreign place. You are free falling in, quote unquote, your own home. The only ground you can stand on, the better ground to stand on, if you can get to it for real, is that you are home. This existence is your home. The house you live in is not your home. You will die, or you will move somewhere else. And sooner or later, that house will crumble or be torn down. The home that won't be torn down is this existence. When all the cosmoses there are gone, this existence still is. You have one and only one home, the intersection of eternity and infinity. And if you can feel at home anywhere and everywhere, that is the ground you can stand on, because that's the truth. You are at home wherever you are. No other home is possible for real. Home is this existence. Here you are.